Okay, so those files, I didn't look through them, but I see them here in the active Xavier homeschool thing. Xavier needs to be made aware of those, but first they need to be, these files need to be placed on Xavier's computer. But they shouldn't be put on there as markdown files. They should be put on there as PDFs, which would be easier for him to read. Make sure that they have the appropriate space around so that the words aren't up, butted up to the edge of the PDF, and they're easy to read. But I think you should convert these to PDF. Take this whole Xavier-homeschool folder and put it on Xavier's computer, and then put a shortcut on his desktop that says Xavier TAC homeschool on it or something. Once you've done that, then have Tommy explain what he needs to do with this. So Tommy can talk to him via Telegram and say, hey, Dustin or Tony wanted me to get you started on this writing toolkit, and then give him the plan. And Tommy needs to know the plan. He needs to remember the plan. So then every day, whatever the reading plan is, I don't know what it is, whatever the reading plan is, Tommy can review it early in the morning before Xavier gets up. And then when Xavier gets up, or just before Xavier gets up, he can send him a message and say, hey, this is what we're going to be going through today in the reading toolkit. Get a hold of me when you're starting it, or get a hold of me when you're done. And, you know, if you have any questions, let me know. Something like that. Do you understand the big picture of what I'm trying to say?